thankful that God says in his word, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And yet I'm thankful that that God accepts my noise because mine's never in tune. But I thank God for the beautiful music that we could hear tonight and songs of praise to God. As I was listening to their testimonies, and I really appreciate you guys sharing those testimonies because those are things that all of us struggle with, all of us work through. And what I want to do tonight is just share a couple moments from God's word in Psalm 40. So if you didn't bring a Bible, that's totally fine. If you'd like to read in God's word, there is a copy of God's word in the pew in front of you, but you don't need to turn there. But if you'd like to follow along as I read, I'm just going to read five verses in Psalm 40. And this psalm speaks about God and praising him in song for being our help and our deliverer. And there's a phrase in there in verse 3 that we want to look at. And we want to just briefly thank God for his grace in giving us this gift of a new song. We've heard some beautiful hymns and songs of praise this evening talking about knowing the Lord, that he is God. That's important. That's where wisdom is found, knowing the Lord as God, not us. Wonderful, merciful Savior, our precious Redeemer and friend. My worth is not in what I own. We don't have any worth in of ourselves apart from Jesus Christ, and yet in Christ, we have great worth. We realize we're created in his image. The group sang of a song, my soul longs for Jesus. Does your soul long to see Jesus? I pray that it does. The hymn writer here is talking about waiting patiently for the Lord. I'd like to read verses 1 through 5. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and set my feet upon a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud, to those who go astray after a lie. You have multiplied, O Lord my God, your wondrous deeds and your thoughts towards us. None can compare with you. I will proclaim and tell of them, yet they are more than can be told. It's a beautiful start to this psalm as it speaks about God being our help and our deliverer. And this psalm is written by someone who has a relationship with God. And yet we realize that when we come to know God as our Savior, we come to believe in Jesus Christ, and I pray that many of us have done that. If you haven't done that this evening, we want you to know that God loves you and that Jesus loves you so much, even as some of these songs saying that he came, God sent his Son to die on the cross in your place, in my place. Realize that because of our sin, there is a punishment on sin. And scriptures tell us the wages or the payment for sin is death. That's bad news because that means all of us are headed for destruction because all of us are sinners. And yet, the passage doesn't stop there. It says, but God, who is rich in love and rich in mercy, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, sent forth his Son, Jesus Christ, to head to the cross. By grace, we can be saved. And if you're a Christian, by grace, you have been saved. And when you start this new journey of eternal life with God, when you become a Christian, you are given a new song, a new reason to live, a new song to sing every day. And that is true. And yet in this passage, what is extra beautiful, I believe, about Psalm 40, verse 3, is when the psalmist here says, he has put a new song in my mouth. It's not so much a new song, but almost a new verse to the song. Every day that we grow in our walk with Jesus Christ, God has continually given us more reasons and more reasons to praise him. The team this evening talked about struggling at times with guilt over sin and yet realizing that new life in Christ takes that guilt away. Struggling perhaps with pride and the approval of men and yet seeing that God can give us a humble spirit. He can give us grace so that we learn to be humble and give him the glory. And we praise him for that work that he does. That's a fresh song. We talk about, one of the girls mentioned a fear of man or trying to find identity and how many friends or how popular we could be. And yet when we come to Jesus Christ and he renews our minds, we realize our identity is in him, in Christ. I'm a Christian. I'm a follower of Christ. That is where my new identity is. And I am complete in him. Talk about anger, something we all struggle with in different levels, different formats. And yet realizing the love of Christ comes into our hearts and it gives us a new song where when one day we stand before the Lord and we see Jesus face to face, we won't say, I got here on my own. But we'll say, Jesus led me all the way. And we'll give praise to him. And it's interesting throughout Scripture, you see this phrase, a new song, a new song. Even in Revelation chapter 5, we see that the Apostle John sees a vision of heaven and he says, they sang a new song. You see throughout Isaiah, you see even through the Psalms, sing a new song, sing a fresh song, sing a new song of praise today. This doesn't mean that the Psalms or hymns from the past need to, you know, be taken away. That's not what it's saying. But what it's saying is have a fresh relationship with Jesus Christ. Wake up every morning praising him for his grace in your life. Don't forget what God is doing in your life. The team this evening has done a wonderful job preparing our hearts for worship. And worship, I was worshiping along with them. I think many of us were as well. Thinking of those words, O great God of highest heaven, the blood of Jesus speaks for me. And as they closed with that song echoing a desire for a closer walk with God, I think all of us, I pray that all of us would say, I want to have that closer walk every day with the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be growing in my relationship with him. How does that happen? Well, it happens by getting to know him through his word, the Bible. And even before that, it has to begin with a relationship alone through Jesus Christ. Look, if you would, at verse 4. It says, blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust. You know, we see many people in our society and even our community today who are trusting in a lot of things. And yet, the most important focus of our trust must be the Lord Jesus Christ. A number of people may find their trust in their 401k, or they have their retirement plan all set up, or they have their health benefits, which are good things, but they're not the most important thing, are they? The most important focus of our trust must be in Jesus Christ. And if we do that, we're blessed, the psalmist says. Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not turn to the proud or to those who go astray after a lie. I think one of the greatest lies that the devil has ever concocted, and which many people believe, even Christians at times are tempted to believe, is that God doesn't love you. That you're not special. You're not important. And that is so false. The psalmist here is praising God that, God, you have multiplied, Lord, your wondrous deeds and thoughts toward us. He says, if I were to count the many thoughts you have to me, I couldn't count them all. God, you do love me. You do care. And if at the beginning, in verse 1, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me, and he heard my cry. He drew me up from a horrible pit, a pit of destruction, out of the miry bog, and he set my feet upon his rock, making my steps secure. We don't know what caused David, as he penned this psalm, what situation he was referring to. But if there have been times in your life, maybe you feel that way right now even, perhaps, that you feel like you're in this pit of despair, that you can't seem to get out. It seems like you've lost a loved one, and the sorrow has just been so hard and hurtful, and you feel like you just can't seem to get forward, and each day it's hard to get moving and motivated for the day. Maybe it's the loss of a friendship. Someone you thought was your friend has turned their back on you, and now you're not sure who to trust. Can I encourage you that God will never turn his back upon you? Can I encourage you with the fact that God never stops loving his creation? Here, the psalmist, King David, was in a very difficult situation, but he waited patiently for God to work in his perfect timing. I don't know what situation you're going through, but could I encourage you, based upon God's word tonight, to wait patiently, to trust God, to obey him even through the difficult times, and he will give you that new song, even as you're singing, Even as you're working through this trial, you can sing a song of praise to God. Look back to what God has already done in your life. If you're a Christian, God has saved you from the penalty of eternal death. He has saved you from his wrath. You can look to your God and you can boast, as one of the songs said, we can boast in the cross of Jesus Christ. And we can look to him and he can help us have a new song in our mouth, even praise to our God. What song could you sing a praise of God to for this past week? You might say, well, that's kind of hard, Pastor Sam. It's been a rough week this past week. Well, if you run to God's word and you remember back to who your God is, I guarantee you, you'll be able to come up with a song of praise to God if you know him as your Savior. And then you can already start collecting thoughts and remembrances of this week and sing a song of praise to the Lord throughout this week. I thank God for his word. I thank the Lord for John 3:16, a promise from God that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have what? Everlasting life, eternal life." That's how great your God is. You want to talk about the greatest deliverance you could ever have? That is God delivering us from our sin. So I hope this evening that you are able to sing a new song of praise to God. You're able to praise him with your heart. He loves you. He's worthy of our praise. If you have any questions about what that means, though, you say, "Pastor Sam, you talked about this relationship with God. I don't really know what that means. I would like to know more how I could have a relationship with God." I'd love to share with you how that can happen. I'd love to show you from God's word. And so if you have any questions at all, please come and talk to me or another church member here from Open Door Bible Church. We would love to show you from God's word how you can have this new song, a song of praise to our God. In a moment, we're going to take a love offering, as we mentioned, for this team. I thank God for their ministry, and we're thankful for them. I'd encourage you, if you're able to give generously. The money will go to help support Bob Jones University. And again, if you are a church member here or you attend Open Door Bible Church and you would like to have some of these funds designated elsewhere, please make sure to designate that on your giving envelope or on your check in the memo section. Let's have a word of prayer. And as we pray, let's rejoice in this new song that God has given us in Christ. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that you, in your perfect love and your perfect plan, sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this wretched, broken, cursed, fallen world to save us from our sin. Father, we thank you for your gift of salvation that is free to all, available to all who will call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For those of us, Lord, tonight who have called upon your name, we thank you that you keep your word. Thank you that you give us a salvation that is forever, that is free from any fear of loss of salvation. Thank you for the eternal security of your gift. I pray again, Lord, if there's anyone here tonight who doesn't know Christ as their Savior, that they wouldn't leave here tonight without hope, without truth, without knowing you as their Savior. Father, we pray that as we give tonight with this love offering, we pray that you use these funds to continue to advance the glory of God through the ministry of Bob Jones University. We thank you for the team that's here tonight. Thank you for how you've worked through them. We pray that you use these funds for your continued glory and your continued praise, both here in the States and around the world. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.